So lest I forget, this Wednesday is Holy Day of Obligation, and so we do a couple of masses outside of work, normal work schedules. So we have a 7 a.m., and that's every day now at 7 to accommodate work schedules, and especially those who need to get to school. But then we add a holy hour of adoration. We started that with Advent. We're probably going to carry that on forever and ever. Amen. It's been beautiful. I go into the confessional to start after I expose the Blessed Sacrament. And then whoever wants to stay, you have adoration time after the 7 a.m. Mass that goes in for an hour. So basically 7:30 to 8:30. Anyway, and then we're going to have a 6:30 p.m. This Wednesday Mass. I'll be offering a low Mass in the extraordinary form. So you can choose from either one of those. So please plan to attend. This past Friday night was the first of our 5 consecutive First Fridays in obedience to our bishop, joyfully obeying him, because we are in what's called Go Make Disciples, an era, if you will, of evangelization called upon by our bishop. And here we've just, with this first Sunday of Advent, this past Sunday, we've headed into phase 2 of Go Make Disciples. And so we're expanding our numbers, drawing anybody who wants to get fully engaged with their faith, with their parish family, with all the efforts that we're making for evangelization. It was an awesome night. Beautiful adoration at 6 to 7 p.m. Of course, benediction to conclude that. And then we all headed up to the gym and had a delicious meal. I don't know if you people know the Eberle family and their bakery and cafe they have up in Sauk City. They're a strong Catholic family. They had their 11th child with them. They had all 11 children with them, by the way. And the 11th was a little baby. I said, oh, you've reached your limit. This one's mine. So, but anyways, just a beautiful, beautiful family. Again, the meal was delicious. I've been fasting and decided I'm going to indulge into this, and the next day wasn't good for me. So, but anyways, please plan to join us next first Friday. So again, this goes from December to April. And the time that we had together up the gym was just awesome. Everybody's talking about it. And so please plan to join us. A delicious meal. We have a little discussion together. We hear a testimony this past Friday. We heard a testimony from Father Don Calloway and his conversion story. Yikes, was that powerful. And so that kind of helped us get into a little discussion at each of our tables. So again, great, great evening. And please plan to join us every first Friday until April. I want to go light today, and probably through this this time leading up to the birth of Christ. I was driving around the neighborhoods just the other day. I think it was Friday. But anyways, I'm driving around the neighborhoods, and my heart just starts pounding. And all of a sudden, I said, I got to put the right station on. So I have a Sirius satellite or whatever it's called, XM or... But there's the channel, it's called Holiday Channel, so I just hit the button while I'm driving, and all the great Christmas music that I grew up with, and, you know, seeing everybody decorating their houses. You know, if you can disagree with me, but I love our American traditions, our holiday traditions that we have. I just love them. There's one house down here on Mineral Point Road. I'm sure y'all pass it, but it's unbelievable. Actually, during 2020, I remember they put up their Halloween decorations, and those are cool too. But I said, those are going to get destroyed, because remember, you know, the psychos on the streets were destroying everything. I said, how long is it going to take? And probably the day after I said that to myself, they were destroyed. But I think we passed through that for the most part. I think it's limited now to some of the big cities. But anyway, just to see the beautiful decorations out, you heard me talk about this before. I feel blessed. My mom and dad, I think especially my dad, just really got into Christmas. Dad, you might have seen me put the picture up, but he put up like a 12-foot Santa Claus that he used food coloring to make him into Santa Claus. And that is the coolest thing. Actually, I remember that year, we were one of the destination houses for people to go see people's decorations that year. But you can see, it's just all of that. And I think it's good. I do. I think it makes the birth of Christ a big deal. We want to keep it spiritual and all that. Okay, fine, we could do that, you know. But I love how we make a big deal out of stuff in America. We're known for that around the world. And I think it's a good thing. And I always want to encourage, especially parents, but spouses or friends and neighbors, be memory makers. That's a term I use. I don't know if I coined it or not, but be memory makers. Even in every moment of every day, make it an opportunity for the memorable time together. Again, I think Friday night was one of those. I think these times that we have together are that. I think we'll forever remember gathering together and praying together as a family here at St. Mary's of Pine Bluff. But you get what I'm saying. Be memory makers. Schmaltz it up. go big or go home. But I get that from my dad mainly. With my mom, I mean, my goodness, the meals and the hors d'oeuvres and the desserts and all that. You can understand what happened. But again, this is a time for us to do that. And not just that, but, and here's, this is a time to let Christ in. He's being born into the world, but he needs to be born into our hearts fresh and anew. Okay? And this reading that is quoted from Isaiah, make every valley filled in and every mountain made low and every winding road made straight. What is that saying? Make it easy for Christ to get in. Okay? Don't have obstacles. Don't have other worldly stuff, that makes it harder for Christ to get in. And again, these first Fridays is all about this. How do we do that? How do we make it? How do we make that connection that's just so easy between us and Christ? So contemplate that during this Christmas. I call it the Christmas season right now, but officially it starts with Christmas and goes to Epiphany. But anyways, this holiday season, leading up to the birth of Christ, this Advent season means coming. Advent means coming. He's coming. It's awesome. He's coming. It's going to be great. But remember, as we're thinking about what gifts to give to each other, because that's an awesome tradition too. Just a fun and beautiful way to express our love for each other, our thoughtfulness. I think that's a great idea too. But whose birthday is it? Whose birthday is it? We have to remember that. It's Jesus' birthday. Okay? So what are we going to give him for his birthday? I don't think he wants a toy, right? Or a new lawnmower. He wants our hearts. He wants that easy connection. Okay, so this is a great time for us to be contemplating as we're waiting for the coming of Christ, is how can I gift that to Jesus? So what are the mountains and the valleys and the winding roads that's making it difficult for me to connect with Christ? Okay? And how can I take care of those? That's the best. That's what he wants for Christmas. That's what he wants for his birthday, is to be totally connected with you, making it easy for us to share our love with each other. Okay? Him with each one of us, but each one of us with each other as well. And so let's look forward to Christmas. He's coming. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.